Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Mr. Holland's opus.
Yeah, it was great. He had his fifth grade clarinet student there, too.
Yes, yes. It was really great.
I've always wanted to be part of a band, by the way, in a Mr. Holland's opus moment.
Yes.
I so wanted to be, yeah.
I would love to be an
Mr. Gary McCurdy's opus.
Just 1 year of your life.
Yes.
But I was an impactful moment of it. Yeah. I made you cry while teaching driver's ed.
That's right.
Yeah.
You and your deaf son, Cole.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, I want to watch that movie.
I know.
Richard Dreyfuss.
It just gets you.
Every time.
And it's just like reading another chapter of his life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Every year. And the years, like, oh, that.
Let's do a musical with the football players.
Oh, my gosh. Every year, something new. Beautiful, 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 beautiful Cole.
Poor, 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 poor Nick.
He's fine, okay? He's fine. He's getting birthday surprises. He's
so
fine.
This was a milestone. Did he freak out at all that morning? Like, oh, no, I've crossed this, mile marker.
He actually, remember that weekend project that we had like a month ago? He worked on it a little bit more. We are still...
What percent done are you?
We took another baby step forward.
All right.
We don't have paint on the walls yet, but we got...
Paint's the easy part.
It is.
Do you need somebody to tape? I'm really good at taping.
I taped everything.
Oh, it's already taped. Okay.
It's taped. He had to caulk it.
Yes.
And then you're supposed to paint it. But then we ran up to the party, and so it was like, well, we got all the caulking done.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah. So paint... Shelves?
You're on your way. It's almost done.
Lighting? Staging.
Oh, this is still to go.
We are just so close.
If this was a home improvement show, you'd be done in 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
This is the easy part.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. These are finishing touches. The part we're on, we are just right at the end.
You got past where like, oh no, we found one termite. We got to call the homeowner.
Yep. Oh, there's a hole in the wall under this painting. Uh-oh.
Oh, that's a load-bearing bathroom. Oh, didn't know.
That was a load-bearing toilet.
They all should be, actually.
They are.
If you think about it.
No, but we got through all of the hard parts.
Good
for
you.
We have only easy parts left, and it's like we just can't find the time to... Because to paint, though, you got to put on the paint clothes. You got to put a tarp down.
Yeah. Cover stuff up.
Exactly. So I'm like, it wasn't going fast enough, so we didn't get it done
this
weekend.
You'll get it done.
We're going to get that weekend project done one of these weekends. I have no doubt.
You didn't say it's a one weekend project. It's a weekend project. Weekend's project.
In my mind, it was a one weekend, but I was wrong. Turns out I was so wrong. And a brand new vegetable.
Can you do that?
You can if you're science.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, scientists in Japan have created an onion that does not make your eyes water when you chop it.
That is something households here and yon want.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. They've been working on it for 20 years.
The tearless onion.
Yes, and you're finally going to see them like in a grocery store near you.
It's like a seedless grape.
Yes.
What's the magic?
I don't know technically how they did it. I don't know. They did the genes and the crossbreeding and they made it happen. But it's called, in Japan,
yes,
they're calling it Smile Ball. Because you will not cry. You will smile while chopping this onion.
No, from Japan. Smile Ball.
Smile Ball.
Smile Ball.
Yeah. It's like a regular onion, but it's much sweeter. Doesn't have that gas that releases when you're chopping it.
Wow.
It's something with the enzymes. They took an enzyme away. I don't know exactly
how it works.
But I'm a little disappointed because when it hits shelves in America.
Smile Ball.
No.
Come on.
No. In America, it's going to be called Goldies.
No, because that sounds like cuties.
No, 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 no. We want Smile Ball.
Smile Ball.
Smile Ball. Smile Ball. Smile Ball.
I'm looking at you, Fairway. I'm looking at you, Hy-Vee.
It's up to
you. I'm looking at you, New Pie. You print your own signs.
Exactly.
Smile Ball.
I don't care what the packaging says. Call them Smile Balls.
Smile Ball.
Thank you.
I just want to let the shoppers know there's a special on Smile Balls in the
Smile
produce department.
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? People will come flocking.
Exactly.
Trust us.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You're going to ruin my Monday, eh? Fine, I'm going to ruin your Monday,
eh? Why?
Because you watched, you're starting to watch Hamnet.
I am.
We watched Hamnet this weekend.
It finally made its way to streaming.
I'm going to tell you what happens.
No.
You ready?
No.
No, we actually, I think this is probably the last weekend we could get two movies in. So we got Hamnet in on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then last night, we actually enjoyed Song Sung Blue.
Ba, ba, ba.
That's on my list too.
Let's go backwards. Song Sung Blue is a little bit more of interest for a variety of reasons. One, you're going to recognize most of the songs. Two, Hugh Jackman is in it and sings. When I saw Hugh Jackman in New York City this past summer, he was just in the midst of finishing the movie.
Okay.
And when he described it from the stage, I'm like, well, this doesn't sound very interesting. A Neil Diamond singer falls in love with a Patsy Cline singer. That's how he presented it.
Okay.
Oh my God, he undersold it.
Yeah.
It is so impactful and powerful. And Kate Hudson is unbelievable.
Okay.
She's fantastic.
Really?
So now I think it's either Rose Byrne or Kate Hudson for the... well, no, because then there's some really good acting in Sinners, too. I don't know. Best actress is going
to
be hard.
You know what? Sometimes I just think that they should just give it to them all.
Yeah, I agree.
All great,
but,
okay?
By all means, for both performances, and it's based on a true story. A couple that falls in love in Milwaukee in the early 90s as a tribute band, they opened for Pearl Jam.
How does this
it's
happen?
Fun. It's a fun story, and then it's also deeply tragic at a couple poignant moments in the story. It's well worth watching. That is on Peacock. Song Sung Blue. Back to Hamnet. That is that's a period piece.
That's a period piece, is exactly what I knew when I was getting into
yes.
as we started it. My husband's like, yeah.
We knew going in.
It's very dark.
Now, did you read the movie description?
It yes.
gives you a little indication of where things are going.
Oh,
I just
yeah.
want to make sure you are emotionally prepared for Hamnet.
I know what I'm getting.
Okay.
I have a feeling I know what I'm getting.
Then I'm just going to leave it at that.
Sad.
I won't ruin it for you.
Sad.
Melancholy.
Did you cry?
I got a little choked up at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
No tears, though.
Because I'm a man.
That's not because why. more honestly, because we started watching it midday Saturday before the Iowa game, and it was so light in the room, and half of that thing takes place at night.
It's so dark.
We had to pause the movie.
Yeah.
Then go downstairs and restart it. You kind of lose the charm.
Yes.
Right? It's like, okay, now, and then all of a sudden, I looked over, Shannon's like on her phone for a little bit. I'm like,
yep.
Get back into the movie.
Yep.
Now, here we go. All emotions, straight
yep.
ahead.
Yep.
Yeah. But very powerful. Could it win Best Picture? I don't know. I think in some years, yes. I don't think this year.
But not this one.
No.
Yeah.
Sinners, I think, is just getting so much attention.
Ugh.
But there is a year where that is an Oscar-winning movie. And I still need to see Train Dreams.
Unfortunately, this is the year.
This is the year they're out.
Oh, yeah. I think you should watch
Okay.
You should see Train Dreams,
I'm just excited.
Too.
These are I'm going to be caught up with everything, but maybe two Best Pictures by the time the Oscars come.
All of the Oscar award-winning yeah. movies are all out and very available, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Ruin my Monday.
I felt like going into the weekend, I had just enough time to kind of get through this cold that I have. And I felt like Monday, I'm going to come back and I'm going to be myself. As I have started this day, I'm sorry I'm not.
You and Shannon have the exact same symptoms right now.
Really?
However, she is leaking. Like, all of her congestion
Drippy.
Is coming out.
Yeah.
But nothing is, well, there's some throat clearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not in her chest. That's good. She's not coughing a lot. So that's good. What do you have?
I'm stuffy, congestion. I feel like I'm talking really low, but I'm not.
I think you sound fine.
Okay. I feel just like...
Are you worn down?
No.
You're not achy.
I feel like I got all the sleep in that I needed to
yeah.
get. I feel like I'm in a clear out mode. So I've got a box of tissues.
Wait, are you going to be like, hacking?
I'm going to be blowing my nose a lot. And I feel like that's gross.
Did I tell you when I was a basketball statistician... one of the grossest things I've ever
stat
seen.
Boy, please.
I was stat boy. Was the snot box.
What's the snot box?
While they were playing basketball, because it's in the midst of cold and flu season, if at any time you need to, what's the word, expirate?
Yeah.
There was a box of sand. It's like a litter box for
no.
mucus. Yes. And they would, like, you were encouraged.
No!
Because they didn't want kids stopping practice. He didn't want kids spitting on the floor. So you'd run over the snot box, and you would either...
Oh, my... That is a thing?
That wasn't basketball in high school basketball practice.
No!
So you snot box all you want. I've seen it all. Because I'm good to go.
I can't gross you out.
I'm fine.
You've seen the snot box.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Scary day yesterday for Rihanna. Yesterday at 1:21 p.m., multiple shots were fired into her home in Beverly Hills while she was inside.
You don't hear about Beverly Hills drive-by shootings very often.
No, not really. And this is definitely intentional. No one was injured, but a female suspect was arrested. She was in her 30s, allegedly fired between 7 and 9 rounds from an AR-15 style rifle.
My God.
While her Tesla was parked across the street. This is so intentional and strange.
When you told me the headline, I just presumed it was Barbados.
Right. Oh, no.
Where it's a little more, it's not as safe. Right?
Right.
It's like you might have a bit of an uprising here or there.
Sure. And something maybe that didn't have anything to do.
This is the streets of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. This seems pointed.
It sounds like a plot from a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah. What in the world and why? 4 rounds did strike the house. A source says that ASAP Rocky was not home at the time, but it's unclear if the 3 children were home with Rihanna or not. Los Angeles Police Department says that the more information on the suspect will be released today. So maybe we'll have a clearer picture of what the heck
motive?
Was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a motive. We do have a better look on a Monday at the box office.
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Oh, the glitz and the glamour. We've been asking for more original plots. We want some new ideas. And boy, did they deliver. Number 1 at the box office this weekend, Hoppers from Pixar.
Oh my goodness, Pixar might have a hit.
Pixar might have a hit on its hands. The Bride, though, the new Frankenstein.
Yeah. Christian
bombed.
Bale's in it.
Christian Bale, Jesse Buckley from Hamnet. It bumped. $7.3 million. It cost them $90 million to produce.
I don't quite know who you're going for with that one, right?
Yeah. And the reviews from like critics, it's even worse. They didn't like it. So none of that is good news, right? Pixar, though, announcing, and maybe you already know after going to your D23 nerd convention with Disney.
Yeah, it was at a Disney convention.
They've got some other ideas in the works. Maybe Hoppers, based on this success, maybe we get another Hoppers movie. But it looks like there's a Monsters, Inc. 3.
Monsters, Inc. 3 was not announced. The Toy Story 5 had been announced. We got to see some footage. There's Hexed is coming. Do you have any information on that?
No.
It takes place kind of in... So they did that Wish movie, like, where did the power of a wish come from?
Yeah.
This seems to be more like, where did the power of villains come from?
Okay.
That's what Hexed looks like to me.
These are all just iterations of other ideas.
What else do we have?
Incredibles 3.
I've heard that.
Coco 2.
I've heard that.
Okay.
They work.
They do
I
work.
I want more original, but Disney knows the formulas work.
Yeah, but here's some characters you already love. Come back and see them again. Come on back. And we do. And we do. Okay, we've got some beef between Timothée Chalamet and opera and ballet, which is weird because Timothée Chalamet grew up in a very artistic home. His mother and his sister both studied ballet, so you'd think he'd have some appreciation for the art form. But in a new interview with Matthew McConaughey, Timothée Chalamet said, I don't want to be working in ballet or opera, things like where it's like, hey, keep this thing alive, even though like no one cares about this thing anymore. All respect to ballet and opera people out there. But then he took another shot at ballet and opera saying, I just lost 14 cents in viewership. Ballet and opera communities have been calling him out all weekend. You said just at...
He was called out from the podium because of the fact that the music...
With Orchestra Iowa.
Yeah, of Orchestra Iowa. The music within the Bugs Bunny cartoons was from... opera and symphony and ballet and dance. And that is, it's part of our foundation as who we are as people. And also Is he still trying to play the Marty Supreme character?
I don't know.
During these interviews?
Are you acting? I'm not sure, but the Metropolitan Opera in New York City, London's Royal Ballet and Opera all responding to him. Megan Fairchild, the New York City principal ballerina, said on social media, "Timmy, I didn't realize you were a world-class dancer and opera singer who simply chose not to pursue it because acting is more popular." Ballet and opera aren't niche hobbies for people to opt out of for fame. They're disciplines that you can only enter if you have a rare ability for them in the first place. So they're just feeling a little disrespected.
I want to see a little bit more clapback so that he has to apologize.
Yes.
Right?
You should, especially being raised by someone who appreciates ballet and opera.
Are the Oscar votes in yet? Do you think that just swayed votes away from him? I'm just curious when the ballots are due.
Interesting.
Or when he wins, and if he gets a big resounding boo. Opera hater!
Then you'll know for sure.
That's for sure.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Inside, outside, dance recitals, live music, a birthday party. Got a new bicycle, got a new tattoo. What'd you do this weekend?
So much going on the weekend. We want to see all of it. We've captured a highlight of our weekends. One photo to share with you to sum up what happened this weekend.
Claire, you are above the fold, as I say in the newspaper biz. You are our leading headline.
I'm glad that I snapped a photo because pulled together a little surprise birthday party for my hubby. And we got about halfway through the party. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have taken zero photos, happens to me.
I'm so bad at that.
I know. So I was like, okay, everybody get in here, get in here. So we got at least half the party. All in one photo with a beautiful Cedar River as well.
The rooftop bar and patio at Pickle Palace, by the way, affords us that beautiful shot. I was talking to somebody about the fact that when Pickle Palace built that location, when you realize the other side of the river, every building is away from it.
Yeah.
Like it embraces, same with Big Grove's front patio. It opens so you can see the river.
Exactly.
Which is great.
That water feature, it was so fun. My little nephews were there. They swore they saw sharks in the river.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They were geese. But still really fun when you can actually see that water feature.
Thanks for putting me in this photo. And B, thanks for not taking a picture of our bowling scores.
Yeah, we didn't need to see that.
I lost to your daughter.
It wasn't about the scores.
I lost your daughter in duckpin bowling.
All of the good fun that we had.
Yes, that's what I'll keep reminding myself. Speaking of good fun, we enjoyed your Orchestra Iowa and Bugs Bunny at the Symphony on Saturday night downtown at the Paramount Theater. So we had a lovely meal with our friends, the Friedmans, at their house. It was a Looney Tunes themed meal.
Oh my gosh.
We had succotash.
Succotash?
We had carrot cake.
Cute.
And kind of foghorn, leghorn-esque turkey burgers.
Esque? Turkey burgers.
Well, they said the turkey burger part, and I'm like, I don't know what you're referencing. So I was going to go with it.
Sure.
But the food was great. We had a great time. I want to point out a couple of things. One, please note Z102.9 had a lovely advertisement on the back of the program. I thought that was just cool.
That was very cool. I love that.
And my Marvin the Martian hat.
Yeah.
I'm a big Marvin the Martian fan.
I had no idea. This is new information to me.
Ever since Shannon and I started dating, it's just one of those little things that came up early in the relationship. So about every 5 to 10 years, she'll just sprinkle in a Marvin the Martian gift.
Really?
Yeah, I got that for Christmas.
That's so cute.
I haven't worn it out. Like, when am I going to wear this hat? This
is
to the Looney Tunes performance.
Perfect occasion.
Claire, this event was sold out.
Oh, my.
Yes. It was great. I saw little kids running around in the lobby. I was really proud of my town.
That's a great
everybody
way to
came
experience
out.
The orchestra.
16. Some cartoons were brand new. Everybody started giggling when they started playing Barber of Seville before they even showed the cartoon. So you just knew you were in for a good time. So tip of the hat to Orchestra Iowa. And our big introduction did not overpower everybody like the last time we did. Because we get to record the introduction before the show.
We do. We introduced the show. And we did a good job.
We did a great job. And I think some people would always they'll hear my voice and they'll just peer over at me.
There's the guy.
That's the guy that's saying I need to turn my phone off right now. Okay, so we go from outdoor rooftop birthday party Indoor Theater Cedar Rapids performing, or TCR is also going on, but we were at Orchestra Iowa with Bugs Bunny at the Symphony. We got a producer Ben photo to get to, and then, of course, everyone else's photos as well.
If you want to get yours on there, there is still plenty of time. Post your photo now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes!
Z102.9.
We're a little distracted in studio. Our radio station studios are in a warehouse district in Southwest Cedar Rapids, and there is a poor truck driver who's trying to deliver a load of tile to this tile company across the street.
If this is you and you're listening, hang in there, buddy.
We are cheering for you, our friend. But here's what I want to do. Let's put producer Ben last so he can watch that.
Keep eyes on this, Ben.
And if at any point he successfully makes backing into...
We will cheer.
Let us know, and we will interrupt and we'll cheer for it.
But it has been a good 20 minutes of not a lot of success.
Poor guy. And if you've ever hauled a trailer, that whole idea of like turn left and make it go right, like it's confusing.
It is hard.
And truck driving is an art.
It is.
I don't think he has enough room. I just think the trailer's too long.
And something with torque. I don't know.
There's not enough torque or too much torque.
You know what? That is a rough way to start a Monday. And instead of just diving into work right away, let's just start by thinking of the weekend that was. Wasn't the weekend great, everybody?
Let's start with, I had a picture from Orchestra Iowa. Michelle, our friend Swilson, also had that sold-out performance of Bugs Bunny at the Symphony. So thanks to both of those for posting those photos. It was great to run into a lot of friends at the Paramount Theater on Saturday night.
Love seeing what people did over the weekend. Ashton did a little bit of the spring cleaning and discovered some old photos.
I saw that from his college photography class.
College photography class. These are gorgeous.
I don't know a lot about the world of large role-play gaming, but apparently everybody in Coralville does. GameCon was in Coralville this weekend. Brad's got a great shot of the convention center floor, and it looked packed. It looks like it was a ton of fun.
We also had... a celebration, a tattoo at Lefty's in Cedar Rapids. She got a piercing. It was their celebratory weekend.
Happy 20th year to Lefty's.
Yeah.
And Becca, hopefully you love that tattoo. Steve, it's a cute, adorable photo of your little one for story time. One of the first photos got posted was also a little, from Nicole. Just her daughter on the bike, like with still the training wheels on.
Doesn't it feel good just to be outside and have the kids running around a little bit? It's really great.
Hawkeye basketball earlier in the weekend was worth posting about. Hawkeye basketball a little bit later in the weekend, not so much, but Amy caught a lot of Hawkeye games. Our namesake, Charlotte the Morning Scramble Blue, got to do a princess meet and greet at Hotel Millwright over the weekend.
Even got to meet her favorite princess, Princess Elsa, Queen Elsa. We also had AAU girls state wrestling in Cedar Rapids this past weekend, and Sarah's daughter actually got fourth place in her division, so she was super psyched.
Congratulations to my classmate. Her son is in the Mid Prairie Jazz Band. Took first place in the Southeast Iowa Band Association Jazz Band, so they're moving on to state, which I got to play in back when I was in high school. So congratulations, Carrie, to your family as well. We got a Florida picture. I don't even know where Kikina Beach is, but this pelican picture is a lot of fun.
Love that. A dance competition in Des Moines for
so
Cassie.
Much going on. Ooh. Okay, producer Ben. First of all, truck update. He's still there?
Now he's completely turned around the other way, and I don't know what he's doing.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Producer
he's still
Ben.
Still working at it.
You are our final photo for One Shot Weekends. It's rare that we get a picture from you. It's even more rare that it's not bowling. What is going on in this particular picture, producer Ben?
I was asked last minute to go to Steve Mead, the hypnotist, at Brow House in Amana.
Were you asked by Steve Mead?
No.
Are you on his fan page? Did you go to school with Steve Mead?
No. We joined a group that was already going.
Fun. Have you ever been to a hypnotist before?
I've never been.
Okay.
So this is your first time at a hypnotist?
Yes.
And you were hypnotized?
I was hypnotized with my fingers doing the quote thing. I don't know what it's supposed to feel like to be hypnotized, so I don't really know.
You were a willing participant, though. I didn't want to make him look bad.
I was going along with it regardless.
Okay.
Okay.
So you and the woman to your left are both kind of reaching down and touching your toe. What were you told you were doing in hypnotic fashion at this point?
At that point, I don't remember for sure, but the overall was we were going on a trip to Jamaica, and it was a comedy show, so you kept having to act like the other person, like, pooped their pants and like they smelled bad and
is that why the guy's wearing dreadlocks next to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was one of two men that had to have a baby on the beach.
What?
So did you help deliver a baby this weekend?
A hypnotic baby?
I held his legs.
You held his legs?
Ben was the stirrups.
Both? He's the midwife.
Wow.
I want a photo of that.
Yes. Man delivers baby.
Producer Ben from Morning Scramble Radio Show delivers baby on Jamaican beach. What a headline.
Oh my goodness.
Was it a fun show?
It was fun, yes.
Nice. Looks like you had a good time.
That is great.
Yeah. Well, thanks to everybody for sharing all of those photos. We'll keep you updated on Truck Watch 2026 as the Morning Scramble continues on a Monday morning on Z102.9.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Let's start with Semi-Truck Watch.
Truck Watch.
Truck Watch 2026. We are broadcasting live from our studios, Southwest Cedar Rapids, which is primarily a warehouse area. There's a tile warehouse across the street, and they're expecting a shipment today, and we know that because a truck has been trying to back into their lot for, what?
33 minutes.
Since 7 o'clock this morning. How's it going now, Claire? And producer Ben.
Much the same, Eric.
About back where he was earlier.
This poor truck driver.
Listen, it is at an angle, and we are on a corner, like, of a street.
Yes.
So it's tough. It's an extra long
semi. It seems to be an optical illusion, but that semi-trailer looks to be longer than a standard trailer also.
I believe it is a longer trailer, so that is not helping the situation.
Well, we wish all of those well across the street as we continue... Truck Watch.
Thoughts and prayers.
2026 with the Morning Scramble. Okay, we are a week and a day away from Sapadapa So, the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade downtown Cedar Rapids. Lots of information regarding Z102.9's involvement still to come this morning, but for this 51st year, it's the 51st year, but for some people it's the first year. So yes. It's always a good reminder. What's the parade route? Where can you park? Where can't you park? When do they start towing? Sapadapa So just posted that on their Facebook page going into this weekend.
Super helpful.
So you have an official week and a half notice of where your cars can and cannot be. And not only the parade route, when you've got 140 plus entries, it takes a lot of streets to stage this parade also.
Yeah. I mean, it might be your first time being in the parade, or it might be your first time going down to actually see it in person, whatever. I mean, just be prepared.
Be prepared. All of that information right now on the Sapadapa So's website. Let's get you some sports shorts. Trey Campbell hit six three-pointers, scored 23 points, and Northern Iowa on their way to the NCAA tournament. I think they were going anyway, but they're an automatic bid because they just won the Missouri Valley Conference tournament yesterday. Your Northern Iowa Panthers taking down University of Illinois Chicago 84-69. Panthers won the tournament for the sixth time in their career, earned their ninth NCAA appearance, first since 2016. Sixth seed UNI, by the way, in that tournament was the lowest seed ever to win that tournament. They had to win four games in a row.
Whoa.
Which that's why you always want a higher seed, because you usually get a couple days to rest, like the Iowa women, for example, going into their tournament.
Yeah.
But yeah, they won four in a row to take home the trophy. So congrats to the Northern Iowa men for sure going on to the big dance, as they say. What's got us feeling all right? Actually, Northern Iowa.
Well, hey.
We don't often get a lot of news from our neighbors to the north. But I thought this was an awesome story. Northern Iowa is launching new academic programs focused on artificial intelligence.
Ooh.
Just in this past year, 11,000 AI jobs focusing in those areas, state of Iowa and our neighboring, specifically with data centers coming in. But there's so much more that AI is now being used for in all sorts of organizations and companies. So the Wilson College of Business at Northern Iowa, introducing a new major in AI, as well as a certificate in applied AI for business. Also, their math program is offering mathematics for artificial intelligence. So this is going to set up those who go to UNI for jobs like intelligence analyst, risk and compliance, AI architect, product manager, data scientist. There's a lot more that goes into AI than just the coding. Some of it is like, how do we use this technology to make our company run better? And they've got a program for that. They just announced at Northern Iowa. That's got us feeling all right.
It's not time yet, Eric.
But that truck has not made it in yet.
It is not time yet.
Okay.
No, the truck has not parked.
It's at the ready.
It's trying again.
Producer Ben, you said they've now moved some vehicles to give this guy a clear path in.
Yeah, they moved that white truck that was seemed to be in his way, but now he turned back around the other way and he seems to be struggling again.
So he's got two options. He could either back it up with his cab facing our building.
Or give up, go home.
That's three options.
Call in sick.
Yeah, that's the best option at this point. 38 minutes and counting, he's been trying to park this semi-trailer. Okay.
Just go home, dude. Just go home.
This is the most riveting thing I have seen out this window since we put up a birdhouse and a bird showed up. That's how exciting things are on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids right now.
Riveting.
All right. One eye on Truck Watch.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
As Claire just said off air, this is the most exciting this part of Cedar Rapids has been before 8 a.m. in a long time. I think the other time I was this excited was when we put a meat necklace on Ben.
Oh, that's true.
To try to attract a coyote.
Yeah, we thought that there was a coyote spotted in the area, so yeah. We thought we'd lure it out, trap it ourselves. Did not. Nothing happened.
We have been enthralled for the last 43 minutes. I still think it's too, like, it's not road legal. Semi-truck is here delivering tile across the street.
You think it's not road legal?
Does that trailer seem longer than typical?
It's the biggest semi, but when you're closer to them, they also seem bigger.
True. So we've been watching this convoy, and just recently another guy kind of helped guide him into what looks to be the proper loading zone.
Yes.
So can I officially say that the truck is parked?
The cab door is now shut. I was worried for a while that
he left the cab running. He left the door open.
That there was going to be some readjusting. But I think with the cab shut and traffic only halfway blocked on the street, I'm going to go ahead and call it, this is a successful semi-truck parking.
We were so pulling for these guys. You did it!
Woo! Heck yeah, that shipment was supposed to be there at 7 a.m. and it's now 7:45, but you did it! You know, parked that semi!
You know who deserves a drink? That guy.
That guy.
Let's invite him over tomorrow because we're having bone broth cocktails.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.